Our community connection in Lackawanna County is unique. Low-income individuals with civil legal situations have access to free legal representation through Lackawanna Pro Bono, a nonprofit organization founded by area lawyers to help those in need. Executive Director Sylvia Hahn says the nonprofit has helped thousands of people for almost three decades. Sylvia Hahn takes the story from here.
We provide free legal representation to people who have very low incomes and who have civil legal problems in Lackawanna County. We do that not through attorneys who are employees of the organization. We do that relying on lawyers who volunteer. We arrange for lawyers in Lackawanna County, or most of them are in Lackawanna County, to volunteer their professional services, and then we match them up with low-income people who would otherwise have no other way to get a lawyer.
What are some of the types of legal matters a pro bono attorney would have to address?
Among the cases are landlord-tenant cases. Most of those involve eviction, a lot of family law, child custody, protection from abuse, child support. Outside of family law and landlord-tenant, unemployment compensation, debtor-creditor matters. Most of those are defending lawsuits where the other party is trying to collect money from the person who becomes our client. For senior citizens, our volunteers will do simple wills, powers of attorney, and healthcare directives. We have an advice-only program for family law. So there are so many people in the community who need help with family law issues that there's no way we could serve all of them by providing them with a lawyer to represent them. And so to provide some service to some of those people, we have something that we call the Family Law Help Desk. Eligible clients can get about a half an hour of legal advice from one of our attorney volunteers on a wide variety of family law issues. So I encourage any listeners who may need our services who didn't hear their type of case mentioned, I encourage them to call us and find out if it is something that we handle.
Now, how did this all come to pass? When did it all come to pass?
We have been in operation for 28 years, and it actually started about 29 years ago. Three lawyers, Carlene Gallo, Robert Gownley Jr., and Jill Miller, got together, and they decided that we needed an organization like this here in Lackawanna County. And they did some research, they found a model that they really liked, and they came back here and decided that they were going to do it with the support of the Lackawanna Bar Association and lots of work on their part. A year later, the organization opened its doors.
What made you delve into this type of work?
I knew that I wanted to work with low-income people. I knew that was the kind of work I wanted to do. And so my first 17 years practicing law were with the legal aid program here. The Bar Association had a committee to encourage lawyers to do pro bono work, and I was on that committee. The three lawyers I was telling you about who started the organization came to me and said, would you like to interview for the position? And that's how I got into that. But I didn't anticipate that we would have the great response that we did have from Lackawanna County lawyers.
Is this somewhat of a rare occurrence in cities and towns, pro bono services?
There are a lot of pro bono programs across the country, but I believe at this point we are the only one in northeastern Pennsylvania. And there are three different models of pro bono programs. Our kind is called the standalone. It means that that's all that we do. But there are also pro bono programs that are part of legal aid programs or part of bar associations. And we are only one of two standalone pro bono programs in Pennsylvania.
What is the criteria for someone to receive pro bono services?
Their income has to be very low. We look at their assets. They can't have any significant financial assets. Is it a case that would work well for pro bono service? I think for most parties in legal disputes, it's going to be intimidating walking into a courtroom. But if you walk in with a lawyer, it's going to be so much easier to handle both emotionally and in terms of the outcome of the case. So I think just by virtue of being there, having a lawyer by your side, the circumstances are going to be less intimidating.
When you see the result of what happens in court and it's for their betterment, what do you see in that person?
It is such a wonderful thing to see. People have such a sense of relief. I had one client send me a note after his case was over, and he said, "My lawyer treated me like a human being," which meant to me that this person didn't anticipate that he would be treated like a human being, whether it was that was the way the system had been treating him throughout his life, or whether that was his picture of lawyers, I don't know. But that was his perspective. I had a woman tell me after a hearing in her case in which she was represented by a pro bono lawyer, she said, "He fought for me." And so, again, here was somebody who apparently nobody had fought for before. And that meant so much to her.
But how many people have you helped throughout the county?
Over the time we've been in operation, we have matched more than 5,000 people to our attorney volunteers. And we estimate that that translates into having helped more than 11,000 people.
That's quite a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And each case is very different, presenting its own set of circumstances. So after you're finished with the legal aspect of it, maybe they might need food, or maybe they may need some other type of help from another nonprofit. Do you network with other nonprofits to get them that help?
So we do keep lists of various social service organizations in our office. And if somebody contacts us and, for example, they mention they don't have enough money for food for the next week, we will give them the contact information for various organizations and food banks and so forth that may be able to help them.
Sylvia, approximately how many lawyers have participated as a pro bono lawyer with Lackawanna Pro Bono over the years?
More than 450 lawyers have volunteered for us, and they cover a really wide variety. There are young lawyers, there are older lawyers, there are sole practitioners, there are lawyers from big firms and medium-sized firms. They really run the gamut. When we're looking for a lawyer for a particular case, what I do is I reach out to several different volunteers who I think might be interested. When I reach out to a lawyer, I have no way of knowing what their schedule is like at that time. You know, maybe they have a major trial in the next week. And so I expect that a number of lawyers are going to be unavailable. But in almost every instance, despite the very busy schedules of all our volunteers, in almost every instance, we are able to find a lawyer for each client.
You were mentioning a little earlier about the intimidation factor when it comes to someone who has to go and face the judge, maybe for the first time. And thankfully, they have the pro bono lawyer there to help represent them. But then you look at the work the volunteer lawyer has to put in to hopefully have a positive outcome for that person. It must be an emotional thing for that individual as well.
There's no way not to get emotionally involved. I think everybody tries to remain objective, but at some level, it's going to be there. One of the things that I really love about the job is that in addition to being able to help our clients, I see people do good things every day. Every time one of our volunteers sets aside his or her busy schedule to help one of our clients, I'm seeing such good in them, and I see the commitment, time, and the dedication. And then we have all sorts of other supporters. We rely heavily on donors and on other people who help us with ideas and working our fundraising events. And all of them are sharing their time and their energy and their ideas with us. And it's just wonderful to see.
What would you say would be one of the most fulfilling parts of your job?
Two things. One is the difference we're able to make in our clients' lives. And two, watching so many other people help our clients, knowing that the pro bono volunteers are giving generously of their time and their expertise, and the same with our donors and our other supporters who give so much to make us able to do the work that we're able to do. Even though we've been able to serve a lot of people, the need is huge. There are more people that we could serve. So what I look for is a greater capacity for the organization, more volunteers, more staff, the ability to expand what we're doing.
How many people do you have on staff currently?
We have a staff of 5 people, and our staff does a wonderful job.
If someone is going through a really bad time, how do they know to call you?
So we do try to do outreach to make people aware of our services. You know, the courts are familiar with us. The legal aid program locally is familiar with us. A lot of the social service agencies are. But we do find too often that people don't know about us, and as a result, they come to us too late in the game, or when they do come to us, we learn that they had a legal problem in the past that they didn't come to us about because they didn't know. So we're always trying to spread the word. One of our staff people is working on arranging to speak at the various senior centers in Lackawanna County.
Has there ever been a situation where you were getting a case prepared and all of a sudden at the last minute, the client decided, no, I don't want to go through this?
Yes. That has happened, and that can be frustrating because we know how much the clients need those services. But you know, we just have to respect their wishes. With so many legal problems, there's a deadline. There's a date by which something needs to be done. And if the individual puts it off for too long, they may have lost some really important opportunities.
How long do you anticipate you'll continue doing this type of work?
So I am in the process of working on retirement. I anticipate that within the next few months I will retire. And of course, I will miss the work very much, but I am sure that whoever takes my place will do a wonderful job and will hopefully bring the organization to some new heights.
What would you like our 22 counties to know specifically about this beautiful nonprofit service that you're offering in Lackawanna County?
Good question. It took a lot of hard work to get this organization off the ground, and any community that wants to create a program similar to ours is going to have to make a commitment to putting a lot of time and energy and thought into it, but it's worthwhile. I would love to see similar programs in every county in northeastern Pennsylvania. Despite the hard work and the stress, I think I'm really fortunate.
A wonderfully insightful conversation with Sylvia Hahn, Executive Director of Lackawanna Pro Bono, a nonprofit organization in Lackawanna County helping low-income individuals with civil legal situations by providing free legal representation with great professionalism and compassion. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.